Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You are listening live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw.
Looking live.
Tournament action. We got some of our usual suspects hanging out. We got ice cold Hey Man Ale. We start the 5 o'clock hour with a big hearty Hey Man. Our man Tinker, our usual suspects, some dudes at the bar. Some guys hanging out watching all the tournament action. Duquesne has taken out BYU today. That's the biggest upset so far. More are going down. Also, guys, we were going to speak with Matt Verderam from Sports Illustrated at the top of the hour, but apparently when Oren called Matt, I guess, I don't know if SI is going through more reshuffling because Sports Illustrated's got new owners coming in. We've already learned there may be no more swimsuit edition.
Oh, I think the whole thing's dead, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of dead. The PC world we live in, it's kaput. And then apparently Oren called up Matt to say, hey, we're ready to go. And Matt's like, apparently sounded like he was going downhill on one roller skate with dynamite on his back. So not quite sure what's going on with SI. So we'll catch up with Matt later in the week because we always love getting his take on the NFL and what's going down with, and especially get the opinions from around the country on the Falcons. We'll give you our own opinions on the Falcons in just a second. The photo is up at Mike Bell ATL. We just covered Bruce Springsteen.
Tilda Springsteen.
In Guy Talk. And you want to peruse the photo, it's up there. Looking, well, just not looking like what we're used to seeing the boss look like. And real quick, just before we get to the Falcons, I profess my love for Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band.
Yeah.
Nothing against Bruce. I think Bruce is super talented. No one debates the talent. It's amazing. I'm just saying.
It either speaks to you or it doesn't.
I would take, Bob Seger over Bruce Springsteen. And then Oren has the temerity to play
the lowest hanging fruit,
the worst Bob Seger song ever coming out of the break. I mean, that was a made for a movie soundtrack song, breakdown from like this, and not even the good one, the second Beverly Hills Cop.
But Oren doubled down on text saying, I love this song.
I know he did. Now, Oren's mic is out, so we can't defend the musical selection.
So we can really pile on him.
No, I'm just, there's a million, Main Street. Love to watch a strut, right?
I never liked Seger
either. They got one thing in common. They got the fire down below. Come on.
Not a big Seger.
Yes,
but good. Again, I don't begrudge you liking it. I don't.
Now you're dead.
Oh, wow.
Hey, man,
wow.
Dribble's in for Carl Dukes. Talk about
you're
the
as tolerant as a Philadelphia sports fan.
And by the way, if you miss Brian Snicker with the Steakhouse, you'll hear the great exclusive interview coming up at 5:40 as part of our Braves report. It's really some good stuff. Falcons, guys, as you know, yesterday we talked about what if the very, very, very long shot that a Marvin Harrison Jr., Maserati Marvin Harrison, would somehow make it to 8. I still say, and Drew Butler agreed, you'll hear Drew Butler's conversation coming up at 6:20. We have to go defense. We've got to fill two holes. We have no free agency money. We can't, even if we renegotiate
right.
Grady, I love Calais Campbell, but I can't keep cobbling together spackling the edge rush. I've got to get the most impactful edge rusher in the draft.
I
agree. But is he there? But is Dallas Turner or Jared Verse that guy?
I think he's absolutely there. And like you said, and I agree with you wholeheartedly, okay, if the corner's there, if the best corner in the draft is there at number 8, right. Absolutely, because that's a place of need. We need that. Even a Joe Alt, the mammoth lineman from Notre Dame at 6'9", yes, because that's something we have to think about, too, is replacing Matthews is getting a little long in the tooth right now.
Right. At some point, that's going to be something we're going to have to address. But today, guys, just had a chance to catch up with our buddy Rob Tribble. 2 B's on that Rob on Twitter. Bad boy. We were just talking about, the expectations. You got to win the division. Now, the Buccaneers, even though we're the odds-on favorite in Vegas, that's a stout team that showed you they know how to get there and do the job. But when you consider just how completely incompetent the quarterback position has been, and I'm talking about Mariota, Ritter, and Heinicke.
Yep.
Heinicke retained basically because the market jumps up every year.
How many of your buddies were just pining? Well, Heinicke, yeah. Why can't we just put Heinicke in there? He'll make all the difference. I had some buddies. Yeah. They were just thinking.
Carl and I were at the Tennessee game. Now, we did give you a spark in the Tennessee game, but unfortunately he couldn't sustain it in the subsequent
Well, that's
starts.
Why those guys are backups. They can't sustain their spark. But your elite guys sustain the spark.
But he's here because even though the contract does, well, why would we renegotiate him? You've seen all the jumps at positions. It would be more expensive to go get a bum like a Brian Hoyer.
Yeah.
Right, to back up, because he would get a bump off of what this next year's salary is with the cap going up, correct?
I would love to
see. So we're going to stick with Heinicke.
Yeah. Chase McDaniel? Was he the guy that stuck around for 16 years as a backup, made like $40 million?
Fitzpatrick made over – we looked it up. Yeah. Brian Fitzpatrick, and now in guaranteed money, was just about over $100 million.
Crazy.
And I like the guy. I mean,
he's
God bless.
Great.
But he would be fleecing teams every few years on a big bonus on a little run that he would put together. Mm-hmm. The $64,000 question in our division – is what Baker did last year a flash in the pan, or is he going to get back on track and do it again?
It's hard to say. I mean, he was put in some unfair situations, too. I mean, I think when Baker showed me the most was when the Rams signed him,
right?
When Stafford was hurt. Signed him, and 2 days later, he plays on Thursday night, and he has a mammoth game and helps lead the Rams to a victory. I think Baker's undervalued. I'm not saying he's a lead or anything. He's second tier.
Right.
But he's quite good, and it seems like he's in a good situation, especially now they're going to bring back Mike Evans, right?
Right. He's coming back.
Yep.
So, I mean, I know that the Falcons looked at Kirk Cousins as option one. This came out of the Albert Breer article that dropped on Monday morning, his version, Monday morning quarterback. Baker Mayfield was number two, and then number three was to try to trade up in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not belaboring the Fields thing. Just Fields wasn't ever an option for this team.
And well, now we know.
And then they also realized there was just no way to get up in the draft to those wherever you think. Number 1, 2, 3, or jump up to 4 or 5, there's no way to do it because all those teams need quarterbacks. The Cardinals might have asked for 2 first-rounders. So now you're taking away your ability to improve your football team.
How would you have felt if the Baker Mayfield thing did happen and he came to Atlanta? See, I kind of like him for some reason. There's something I find likable about him. I mean, he was a walk-on who ends up winning the Heisman Trophy. Certainly has some moxie. It's something about him, and not to mention,
I just know that
his commercials were hilarious when he lived in the stadium.
No,
but
Kirk Cousins has been more consistent over his career than Baker has.
Yeah,
now, if you want to make the
argument,
that Baker went through multiple coordinators, multiple coaches in Cleveland, I just feel that Kirk Cousins has given you from the 2 franchise tag years in D.C.
Oh yeah,
the last 7 or whatever it is in Minnesota, the guy's consistent. He's top 8, 6. Sometimes 5 and passing touchdowns.
Oh, guess what? Over the past, since his tenure in Minnesota, 6 years? He's top 4. He is top 4 in virtually every quarterbacking metric.
I know that we've had the argument with some folks about, well, he hasn't. Yeah, I get it. And all I can tell you is the best case scenario is he will flip the script, reverse the perception the way Matthew Stafford did going to the Rams.
A lot of people
that he was a bum. That
John Elway lost 3 Super Bowls and he won 2.
Right. Well, they finally got a run game.
Yeah,
the run game that Dan Marino never got alongside.
See, I don't know why people get caught up in that. Well, he can't win a playoff game. You don't know that. Doesn't mean he can't.
Lamar Jackson was 1-4 going into this year in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So we talked about Matt Ryan starting his career.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of getting the – look, you've got to have 22. Right, it's not just a video game of you and those wide receivers.
That's right.
Hey, man, appreciate the feedback. You can always hit us up on the text line. A lot of guys are brought to you by Solomon Brothers. A couple of guys also on Twitter reacted to that Bruce Springsteen photo, and they are aghast. We also, earlier today on the show, Rob and I, and I know we got a new audience at 5 o'clock. Some guys are just getting leaves or getting in their cars. We were talking about impact picks and changing the narrative of defense. The organization as a whole has never drafted well in the first round for defense.
Putrid.
From Andre Bruce to Parade Jerry to Jamal Anderson,
the other one.
We just don't seem to get it right. And this is over multiple general managers and regimes. So, I mean, the best, one of the best defensive drafts was Keanu Neal, Debo, Devondre Campbell.
Right.
And that was 2016. And I know I've harped on that, but that's where we need to be. We got to get Arthur Blank should say to these guys, listen here, you numbskulls, I need three starters.
And I'm Arthur Blank.
And I'm Arthur Blank, and I approve this message. But we need an edge rusher, a corner, and more. And I would say you could argue more versus a swing man on the offensive line.
I'd be okay with that.
You're cool with that?
Impactful D lineman's always good, too. I know there's it was kind of a patchwork thing last year. You got some good play. I have a lot of different people. There's some pieces there. But if you could find a dominant guy in the interior.
We brought back was it Street? We picked up for the Eagles.
You remember when he got hurt. Was that the Tampa game when the Buccaneers started running? They were able to run the ball effectively once he got hurt. That shows
Kentavious
how good he was
Street.
Against the run.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Some guys, more than a rotational guy, really kind of fit the spot. Two things, and I know this doesn't – maybe the fans don't think of it this way. I'll just make the argument. You can poke holes at it. Getting Grady back is almost like a free agent.
It is, yeah.
Getting Kyle Pitts back and being 100%. Because, as Carl says all the time on the show,
that's like in baseball when you have a player that's been out all year and he comes back. Ronald Acuna is like a free agent acquisition after the World Series year, even though it didn't bear fruit the way we wanted it to.
Right on. And I just felt that you got a good defensive front, but do you believe in Ebiketie taking the next step? Do you believe in Zach Harris? Now, they popped at individual moments down the stretch. But that's a big if. That's why I'd rather Jared Verse, Dallas Turner, Jared Verse, trade down Jared Verse or Lotu Latu, the kid from UCLA.
Well, are they Jags, just another guy, or can they
their
game? That's a lot of guys are just guys, but they're necessary, too, as depth pieces. Can they make that extra step?
Right.
I don't know.
But, I mean, guys, when you go back, if you take it all the way back to 1989 to Deion Sanders, the best defensive draft picks were by Dan Reeves and Harold Richardson.
Mm-hmm.
Those were the guys. It was Patrick Kearney. You know, then later on, Rich McKay drafted D'Angelo Hall.
Right.
And then later on, Sean Weatherspoon, then the injuries cropped up. We're talking first round. We're not talking you're not talking about undrafted free agents. We're talking first round.
Right.
I mean, but you had some busters, man. Keith Brookings, one of the best. Desmond Trufant, some guys say, deserves consideration. Of course, he gets injured halfway through the Super Bowl run.
Yeah, he did.
You know, there's just –
And what do you have, one Pro Bowl? Right.
I mean, Vic Beasley is one of the best defensive picks you've had in the first round. He had 23 sacks in 2 years.
Big part of why he got to a Super Bowl. And then, of course, he wasn't interested in playing football.
Then some would argue that having, you know, Dwight Freeney on the opposite side helped him draw in some double teams.
Probably so.
You know, and the fact, the business model we have referred to for this year, Kirk Cousins with some great wide receivers will put points on the board and help take the pressure off your defense, which makes the offense you're playing one-dimensional.
I honestly think we're actually going to get over 30 in a few games this year. That number was just seemed far and far away from this
best
offense.
Best case scenario, we lose Zach Robinson next year because he does such a great job. How's that sound?
I'd be willing to live with that.
Right on. Strong arm story of the day is coming up next. We're live at Twin Peaks here in Kennesaw. The tournament continues. Moorhead State, Phil Simms' alma mater. Gave Illinois some trouble. Illinois pulling away. The big upset so far, it's Duquesne taking out BYU in a, 6-11, right?
Yes, 6-11.
And there's a lot more upsets to come. Don't forget, the guys, if you're downtown or at the Cheetah, you can join Turtle and Bo Johnson. Abe and the guys are holding it down. Chris Wary.
Just look for the socially awkward man. You'll know him.
Those are producers, and they'll be there. We'll come back. Orrin's holding down the fort, the big ranch. The big story of the day, what if I told you the most famous player in a sport may have paid off $4.5 million in gambling debts. Next.
Higher and higher and higher they climb. And most Hollywood nights. And most Hollywood again. She was looking so right.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
Hey, man, Dukes and Bell with our buddy Rob Tribble in for the vacationing Carl Dukes today. Twin Peaks, Kennesaw, tournament action so far, just one minor upset, a 6-11. Although today, I mean, you know, it's pretty much been chalk, a game going right now, but you can see Nevada perhaps hanging with Dayton. Dayton's a 7.
It's not Nevada?
It is Nevada, not Nevada, according to Jim Lampley, our buddy. But, yeah, there's a couple of chances for upsets, but for the most part, we've had some chalk this morning. We'll see how it goes in this afternoon session. We've got a party over at the Cheetah where the producers are running amok. Chris, Abe, and Bo, two of them dressed like I like Bo Johnson. We shared a house down in Orlando for the LSU-Florida State game. So he may have dressed okay. I know that Chris is dressed like a bum, but go check it out today at Cheetah. That's our boy Turtle that was filling in for Carl.
Many a restraining order tonight.
Right. Hey, man, it's Brian Snicker, our exclusive conversation with Steak on the Steakhouse. Sandra and the gang talking to Snit about a number of subjects, including some comments that are definitely going to become sports talk fodder in the city of brotherly love. So stay tuned for that at 5:40. Big story today is also baseball, but it's not a big story because it's baseball.
Yeah.
And that's Shohei Ohtani, who we just saw kick off the season with a couple of game-winning hits against the Padres in Seoul, Korea. But we found out that Shohei Ohtani's interpreter for many, many years apparently, well, initially had a $4.5 million gambling debt paid off by Shohei Ohtani. Wait a minute, can't do that. Then we found out it's now embezzlement.
Oh, yeah.
From the interpreter of
Massive
Shohei.
Massive theft is how they described it.
So do you think that the Dodgers got to Shohei and said, you really can't say you paid this off? Because that would be bad, as in Pete Rose bad?
Is that Pete Rose bad? I mean, let's go to the letter of the law and the nuance and how would that stand up to cross-examination from a defense attorney. Him paying it off doesn't mean he gambled, though. He was helping someone who was in trouble.
Right.
So why is that a big deal? What am I naive about here?
He's dealing directly with a bookmaker.
Well,
I would think baseball might frown on that.
Understood. But you pay the debt, though. That means you're not ripe for any sort of blackmail or anything
correct.
Like that. So, you know what I mean? If you dive deeper into it, doesn't look good. It looks a little sleazy and unseemly.
It's kind of like the Matt Damon character covering for Worm in Rounders.
It's a great movie.
Great movie, Andre. You know, I actually sent three emails to TV Guide to say you got to give that 3 stars and get it off at 2.5 stars.
I had a lot of free time on COVID. Visceral reaction.
I had a lot of free time during COVID. L.A. Dodgers, you guys know Shohei Ohtani. Eventually he'll be pitching. But his interpreter, Ipe Mizuhara, at the center of what could be the biggest story of the season. But not really because it's baseball.
No.
Mizuhara is accused of accruing $4.5 million in debt. I'm reading this article from the L.A. Times. Through illegal sports betting and stealing Ohtani's money to pay it off. Now, if you've been watching this guy since he's come to the show with the Angels, Mizuhara-san has been Ohtani-san's interpreter since he came here. Relationship is quite different than relationships between other foreign players and their interpreters, say the team interpreter the Braves use with Ronald and some of the other players.
Right.
This according to The Athletic. For much of the last 7 years, they've been rarely seen apart. drive to the ballpark together. Mizuhara essentially serving as his driver. Eventually, he got his American, his California driver's license. Whenever Ohtani threw, Mizuhara would be close behind with either a phone camera recording his mechanics, pocket radar gun tracking data. So these two have been inseparable. So I guess some people are interpreting this as, is it Mizuhara with a gambling problem, or is it Ohtani with a gambling problem? Because that would be the stretch that some people would be prepared to take.
And I'm sorry, when something out there comes out like that, now you are subject to the court of public opinion.
Right. And I know that I don't know enough about this. So I'll take it as everything I've read so far tonight.
Yeah.
As Carl Duke says all the time, we go with what we know.
Yeah.
Here in the first 24 hours of this story.
I don't start rumors.
I just talk about them. The interpreter's been accused of stealing $4.5 million from Shohei Ohtani to cover gambling debts to a California bookie. Now, California sports betting is illegal, like here it is in Georgia. Mizuhara reportedly bet on sports like soccer and football, not baseball.
They
don't say never baseball. They say not baseball.
I'm sorry. That's where it doesn't pass the smell test, because if you were that much in debt gambling, clearly you have a problem. You were betting on anything possible. You're going to a middle school field day and gambling on the three-legged race, you know, or the egg carry.
Right on. Now, ESPN reports that a spokesman for Ohtani said the star was aware of the wire transfers to the bookmaking operation. By the way, ESPN reports that the bookmaking operation is under a federal investigation. So somebody's got a huge book, like the James Woods character in Against All Odds in Southern California. That is a very obscure 1984 movie reference.
How can I just let you walk away?
It's a really good movie. The chicks will like Jeff Bridges in it. You'll like
Rachel
Sean
Ward.
Young. Is it Rachel Ward or Sean? Rachel Ward.
Yeah.
The Australian.
Meow,
right.
Yeah.
Giddy up. Alex Karras in that, too.
Man, I could be gladly have the chance to
Hey, by the way,
her.
You know what? Here's your Dukes and Bell. We used to do this, like, back in the day. Here's your Dukes and Bell homework assignment. Watch Against All Odds. It's a good movie. It's a movie, guys. Tinker's giving us one big thumbs up over here.
I think Phil Collins won an Oscar for that song.
Really?
He's up for it, yeah.
Not a bad. It's a good movie.
Against All Odds, yeah.
It's a good movie. Involving a Los Angeles football team. A spokesman said that he was not aware, and then all of a sudden the Dodgers get involved, this interpreter gets fired, and then Ohtani goes, his people saying, oh, no, he embezzled the money. Either way, a lot of weirdness going on.
See, that's what – it's amazing.
Ohtani is not being accused of being involved in gambling, not currently under investigation by MLB, according to The Athletic.
So many massive corporations or institutions like the Dodgers, they are so terrible at crisis management.
Look at Kate Middleton. Look what's going on.
I know where she is.
Yes.
The lack of transparency. They always shoot themselves in the foot, and the cover-up worse than the crime sort of thing. And,
right.
And you tell one lie, then you have to tell numerous lies to back up that lie. And then all of a sudden, the court of public opinion comes in, and you're condemned.
Right on. The only other bigger story today, from the NFL, it's just a little rules thing that came out today. It's sort of a news dump. They are going to continue to press to end the hip drop tackle, where a guy's running past you, and you kind of grab him and throw him over. I mean, I don't know how you're supposed to tackle a guy who's running past you.
I mean, let's just play flag football now. You can't.
I'm with you. NFL officials today responded to protests over a proposal to drop the hip drop tackle technique that's been around. They say the injury rate goes up 25 times when that's involved.
Well, maybe. I haven't done that study.
But here's the thing. They've created this zone. You can't hit, obviously, near the head.
Yep.
If you go by the quarterback and brush the helmet, that's 15 yards.
Yep. A pinky brushing.
We've seen Brady get victimized by that twice in the last 3 years.
Yeah.
Then we know that you can't get the quarterback by the knee, the Tom Brady rule, because you don't want to ruin your franchise quarterback's career, ruins the season for the team. But you're getting to, like, there's basically a strike zone now for tackling. So what happens if a guy is a step behind me? I'm just supposed to just grab by his belt? That's a horse collar. I mean, how do you tackle these days?
And how can you calibrate that? Calibrate your movements when you're running at full speed.
According to the competition committee chairman, Rich McKay, the proposed rule was written to address only a subset of the rugby tackling style that is spread around. Like this, according to ESPN, 15-yard penalty if you grab the runner with both hands or wraps the runner with both arms and unweights himself by swiveling and dropping his hips and or lower body, landing on or trapping the runner's legs below the knee. All of this happening in real time as guys are running 20 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to stop like the Matrix and then not do that.
And I thought the rugby tackling was a great way to, you know, at least somewhat eliminate concussions. I think Pete Carroll in Seattle were the first ones to really adopt that. They were on the vanguard of that.
I just think a sport like the NFL doesn't need more rules in a rule book.
No, it doesn't.
You know?
We as a society don't need more rules.
No, I go round and round because anything with the NFL means a referee has to interpret it.
Yes.
And so somebody who sells insurance, who's an attorney or a school principal, and I feel these guys should be locked in a room like Clockwork Orange with their eyes strapped open, yeah, watching film for 12 months to improve and get better. The NFL doesn't take officiating seriously. Billions of dollars being gambled on it, and more rules in the rulebook for these nitwits, yeah, to misinterpret.
And they're not 12-month employees.
That's my beef. Now, what part of that do I have wrong?
You don't. They should be, and they should be paid accordingly.
Right.
That way they'd likely do a better job,
and
I would think.
And I do understand that, we don't want to see more injuries in the league, but how are you supposed to – if a guy is running past you, especially if it's a bigger guy,
yeah,
how are you supposed to use your leverage to tackle?
Yeah, but you get those.
Well, you're supposed to go for a sleigh ride, wrap your arms around his waist, and go for a drag?
Well, that's the ticky-tack version of the rule book, isn't it? Now right. You're going to have playoff games, even a Super Bowl, be decided by something ticky-tack probably.
This drives me crazy. You know me, I've got a problem with authority figures as it is, right?
I hate authority.
You and me both,
partner. I am a nihilist. I'm a nihilist anarchist. Both. You can be both.
That's a lot going on right there. Hey, man, it is the Dukes and Bell live at Twin Peaks here in Kennesaw. We're going to be down in the Buckhead location coming up tomorrow. Going to be a lot of fun, man. Looking forward to that. Guys, by the way, this hour of the show is brought to you by, and Oren did send this to me, and I will find it because he's a good producer. And we'll get there as soon as I find this. And now I can't.
Spacely Sprockets.
No, that's not right either. Hey, Oren, resend me the hourly sponsors as we take you behind the curtain because I can't find it. Because people are paying good money to be a part of this train wreck. We come back. Brian Snicker, he was on with Steakhouse, and they were talking about, amongst other things, how tough is it to play in Philly, a team we have got to be able to take out if we're going to get back to the World Series. It's coming up next, live from Twin Peaks and Kennesaw.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
For Around the Yard with your Atlanta Braves on Dukes and Bell. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today.
He gets greeted rudely by Ronald Acuna Jr. It is gone!
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Hey, man. Good crowd out here. People are kind of hanging out, checking out their brackets. And only one busted. Unless you like Duquesne to advance against BYU. Otherwise, so far it's chalk. We'll keep you up to speed on
that. What about Oregon?
Oregon, yeah. Again, use my patented method. If it's a cat versus a bird, the cat wins. Hey, guys, this hour of the program is brought to you by All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. We got a great crowd. We got a guy from Australia here. He's enjoying indoor plumbing for the first time. So come on down and join the party and try an ice-cold Heyman Ale on draft. Hey, Brian Snicker caught up with Sandra and Steak today. They were talking about a number of subjects, some interesting stuff about how tough it is to play in Philly. First question is, you've already cut the roster. Are you done? You ready to break camp, Snit?
Well, you know what? I think we passed tedious,
yes.
Quite honestly. So we're, you know, these the next, we're playing all the regulars today. I'm going to give a bunch of them a day off tomorrow, and then everybody will play the final four. And they're kind of getting excited. They're seeing the end of this thing. And I noticed yesterday, guys had a little more bounce in their step after the off day, and I don't know. It's supposed to get a gully washer tomorrow, so we may none of us be doing anything. But, you know, it's been great. I mean, so I'm out here watching now. We're doing infield drills. We just did some base running drills, and guys are bouncing around pretty good, really, because I think they smell the end.
Yeah, they can act. It's starting to feel like real baseball with guys in the lineup they're used to playing with. I love that you're starting in Philadelphia. And in the NFL, it's all about – or college for Kirby, like what's Kirby's first game, Clemson versus somebody else? And I would imagine having the Phillies circled is a great way to start the year.
Well, I mean, it's you know what, we're going to be excited. It's always, you know, it's crazy up there. I don't know, I think this is like the last 3 out of 5, it seems like we've started in Philly. I'm waiting, you know, hopefully we'll win a game. I think we've been shut out every year we went in there the last 3 times. But no, I it's going to be exciting, you know. It always is there, you know, as we all know. And I just hope the weather holds and we can get them all in.
Brian Snicker with us. Let me ask you the question. I was going to ask you later. I'll ask you now, talking about Philly fans. Where are they most hostile in baseball towards the Atlanta Braves? And where are there the most Braves fans where it starts to sound like a Braves home game? So give us a couple of the most hostile crowds, which I think I probably know. And then where is it like Braves country the loudest when you're on the road?
You know what? It's that Philly where we're going. That is by far the most hostile crowd. I know after the playoffs last year, my wife's like, I don't care what you guys are doing. I'm not going back there.
Wow.
You know? So, and you know what? It's surprisingly, our fans travel unbelievable. We have a huge number in Colorado when we go out there. For whatever reason, there are tons of Braves fans there. And pretty much I'll be honest with you, everywhere we go, there's a lot of Braves fans.
Yeah.
And it's part of that. I say it all the time that Braves country cuts a big swath across the United States. And we see it all the time.
Let me back up for a second. Is Ronnie serious that she does not want to sit in a crowd in Philadelphia?
No, absolutely. No.
I think it's a big deal.
It's rough there, and they don't seem to mind either, quite honestly. I mean, it was rough on them all last year, you know, to the point that, you know, is concerning.
You know, I have said this on the air for a long time, and I'm sorry, I'll say it again. I've had friends who go up there with road uniforms in Philadelphia, you know, and I've seen ushers kind of look the other way and say you should know better. But you're saying yourself, you don't feel comfortable, and she doesn't feel comfortable sitting in the stands in Philadelphia.
No, I tell her don't wear anything with Braves on it either, because you mean you're a marked person then. And like I said, they don't.
That's
people
silly.
Don't,
no, that's ridiculous.
The home team, they don't seem to mind that our, you know, wives and
are being
you
treated.
Know what? It's our wives. It's our wives, girlfriends, families. You know what I mean? And inappropriate stuff being said around the children and things like that. And it's just nobody seems to care.
Wow. Brian Snicker with us. Hey, big deal deciding on Spencer Strider versus somebody else opening day?
Yeah, not, you know what? We had talked about it. I thought about it, you know, before we came down here. And I told those guys 3 weeks ago, you know, what we were going to do. And, you know, not really, you know, I said, I don't think we could have went wrong in 2 or 3 different areas. But I kind of feel like with the year that Spencer had last year that he was deserving of this honor.
Brian, I'm curious, when do you hear whispers of Strider has a curveball? Like, how does that come all about? And then when's the first time you saw it and saw it working?
Down here, I had no idea till I got here and the conversation. And, you know, Spencer's been working on a curve. And if I did, I forgot. But and the first time I saw it was on, you know, when he started throwing sides. And it's been really good. You know, he's not going overboard with it. And it's just another... You know, he's one of these – he's the great ones do. They're never satisfied. They're always looking to add arsenal. They're looking, you know, how they can get an edge. You know what? I this kid will be doing that as long as he's on the field.
Brian Snicker with us on Sports Radio 92.9, the game, getting ready a week away from the Braves opener. Good to see Jared Kelnick, a couple of hits. You know, listen.
And Adam Duvall back in the room.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's awesome. You know what? I was so excited when Alex told me he was talking to Adam. And then he came bouncing in, you know, a week ago or whatever when we signed him. And everybody in that clubhouse was ecstatic that we're getting, you know, Adam's been such a big part of what we've done here over the last few years. And you know, where everybody, you know, he's such a beloved teammate and player. And I said, you know, he had a really good year last year. And to have him back in the fold is really, really exciting for me.
Yeah, you know, we need someone to hang on to here. We're getting bored. So Jarrod Kelnick's spring became a hot topic. I guess not a lot of reason to worry about you know, what's happening in the month of, March. But it was good to see him get a couple of hits yesterday.
No, they were good at bats, too. That's the thing. I mean, to prior to the first double, you know, he's fouling off some tough pitches, fouling off some balls probably out of the strike zone that he'd been swinging and missing. And so it was really good. And we've seen, you know, signs, you know, just hanging there with him. It's he's his own worst enemy probably, you know, and he's a 24-year-old kid that comes to a contending team. He wants to make a big splash. He wants to, you know, show his teammates that he's real. And you know what? They're human. They're going to put a lot of unadded pressure on themselves. And he's a very tooled, exciting player. But that was really good to see yesterday.
Brian Snicker with us on the Steakhouse Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's what I love about your general manager. Been on the show many times, and he said this a couple of times. I did not put Brian Snicker in a great situation to win last year in terms of the bullpen, in terms of lefties, in terms of wearing out A.J. Minter, and I have to do better by my manager. First of all, the honesty, I don't know if you felt shorthanded at all, and then to go out and you guys have put together what I think is a awesome bullpen with a lot of hard-throwing guys from the left side where Alex, like, I owe that to my manager.
Well, I never felt like that, quite honestly. I feel like this guy is – the only thing he's ever guilty of is working too hard to make this team better, because he's always trying to do that, and I'm so appreciative of that. He's the best in the business in my book, but I would never feel that way. I always tell him, if I'm going to manage the team you give me, I'm not going to bitch and moan and whatever. It is what it is, and I felt good about our club last year. You know, we didn't perform, quite honestly, in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. That's – you want to get right down to the short of it. We didn't perform, and like we did all year. And you know, that's what I tell the guys. You don't ever know what's going to happen when you get in a playoff scenario. A lot of everything's got to go right. You got to get big hits, make big plays. We didn't do any of that. So,
but it is nice to look over there and see some of the arms coming out of the bullpen, from Tyler Matzik to Dylan Lee, and you know, just a great combination of a little bit more hard throwing, but I agree about the playoffs. But the bullpen, talk about that for a second.
Yeah, no, it's good. I mean, I love the additions. I think getting Joe Jimenez, you know, a normal off season and spring is going to be big. You know, again, they still have to perform, but I love the guys we got down there.
Brian Snicker with us. Do you ever mention, like, you're in Philadelphia, the Bryce Harper antics, the stare down he gave after the home run. I know we were all fired up here, Braves fans, about it. Do you ever whisper to those guys? You know, because, by the way, they put that up in their clubhouse. It's one of the photos of, like, this is what badasses we are. Is that something that will come up amongst the players, or would you ever mention, let's not forget how this thing played out?
No, there's been conversation. And I guarantee you they're going to hear about it when we get in there in a week. There's no doubt in my mind that it's going to be on every fan that's in there, and we're going to hear it, and something we got to deal with. So, but there's been discussion about that, how we got to just kind of take care of our own business. It's not going to affect our guys any. I mean, we're going to hear it, and we're going to do all that, but it's not going to have any effect on us.
We spent a lot of time on this last week. Great interview with Steak and the Gang. It's just, I know that if Arcia had actually walked up to Bryce Young as he's rounding the bases.
I mean, Bryce Harper. But not to be that guy. Maybe, or Bryce Young, too. Well, Carolina Panther fans may
think
that.
Some Carolina
fans
may want to bang Bryce Young around, too. But no, thanks. But Bryce Harper, when he's rounding the bases, and he's turning this thing, and it's such a deal. They turned a moment. That, remember, Braves were like, no, he was just that a boy, Bryce. Remember, Bryce trying to had to go round the bases,
guy.
Come back, gets doubled up after a circus catch from Michael Money Harris.
Yeah.
And it changed. I don't know if we're going to win or not. It changed this year. We couldn't hit.
But momentum, big moments.
It certainly was a vibe, wasn't it?
Billy turned this thing. It's all they talked about. It's all they had friggin' T-shirts. And I just thought we looked so timid. We looked just so soft in that situation.
Passive. Yep. Looked very passive.
I mean, look, I get it. Guys, what do you want, Arcia banned for the rest of the postseason? I don't know. I don't know how like Rob Manfred without testicles would have handled that situation. But what if Arcia just goes, you want some of this? It's right in front of him. You know,
Matt Olson should just walk into the Phillies dugout and punch somebody. Let's just get it going.
But I do know by the time he got around the bases, if Brian McCann was behind the dish, to Carl's point,
yeah,
there'd have been some
trouble.
The
baseball police, yes.
Phillies own us. We have to fix it.
Yep.
This hour of the show is brought to you by All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. Start the season in Philly with Strider on the bump, as Snip just told you. Next hour, if you missed it, our conversation with Drew Butler. We'll take a look at the headlines and tell you how your bracket's doing, baby.
Please don't. Nobody cares about your bracket or your kid.
Got your bracket busted over here. Also, I sound like Ibis. Got your bracket busted, baby.
No.
It's Dukes and Bell with Rob Tribble.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.